Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that.
Well, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Welcome, everyone. Hallelujah. I am so excited. I am so totally excited about all that God is doing. Let's open up with a word of prayer. And by the way, this is God in the Midst. Get'em Radio. Hallelujah. This is our Thursday night edition. Welcome, welcome. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the awesome one, the true and living one, the one who is and was and is to come. Hallelujah. The one who knows all and sees all and is in all. And we welcome you here tonight. And we thank you, Lord, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst tonight. Hallelujah. We just say, Lord, move by your spirit. Do as only you can do. Do, hallelujah, what you have preordained that you were going to do before the beginning of the world. Hallelujah. And we thank you for doing that, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's our introduction into the boot camp. Hallelujah. This month, we have the healing boot camp. Now, prior to this, we're just in boot camp season. And the Lord just said that to me one day, boot camp season. And I'm so excited about it. Hallelujah. In fact, I'm going past what I should be doing right now, but I'm going to back up in a minute. But, okay, in August, we had evangelism boot camp. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Then in last month, in September, we had spiritual warfare boot camp. Awesome. And this month, we're looking awesome as well with our healing boot camp. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. So God is getting the soldiers ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Soldiers of the living God, arise. There is so much that he has given to us already that he wants us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, as I said, I'm going past myself, so I need to back up a little bit, especially when we think about evangelism boot camp. What happened during that time and what's happening through all of these boot camps, the Lord gave us three words: impartation, activation, and demonstration. Hallelujah. That's what's going on. He has soldiers of the true and living God. Once you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you're a soldier of the true and living God. Hallelujah. And he's making sure that we are equipped. Everything that is happening now and everything that will happen in the future, he wants us to be equipped and on ready. So therefore, there has been and there will be even this month impartation, activation, and demonstration. Say that with me. Impartation, activation, and demonstration. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the Lord was just talking to me. See, I'm going past it. I got to back up again. I want to get to the part that he told me really just before the broadcast. He was just talking. But before we go any further, with the evangelism, there was that impartation, there was activation and demonstration. Hallelujah. And with spiritual warfare as well. And so I'm just really led by the Spirit right now to stop right now and give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go any further. Now, the Word of God says this in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are not for sure that you are born again, hallelujah, you're not for sure that you are this soldier I was just talking about, soldier of the true and living God, that you're in the army of the Lord, this is your moment. This is your time to receive Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. And as Pastor Price taught us, as your commanding officer. Hallelujah. There's so much he wants to give to you. And the first thing is love, because he so loved the world. Hallelujah. He knows all about us. He knows what we do out in the open. He knows what we do behind the scenes. And he still loves us. Glory to God. And then Romans 10 and 9 tells us exactly how to be born again, how to be saved. And it says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." Glory, hallelujah. Confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice, even by faith, to believe what the Bible says about being born again, to believe what the Bible says about what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. None of us was here. So we must believe by faith. And the Bible says, blessed are those who believe and have not seen. Glory to God. This is your moment. Hallelujah. So even if you're listening to this sometime in the future, and you're not even listening on October the 5th, when you say this prayer, this short, simple prayer, you will be saved. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. Repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. Heaven is my home. And I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer. We want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And we want to pray over you right now. We pray right now, Lord God, that you touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to even think right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And power to be on ready for whatever the Lord has for you to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so you are ready. Glory to God. You are ready for impartation. You're ready for activation, and you're ready for demonstration. And so what the Lord has said to us about this is with the impartation, there's things that God wants done. And there are some of us who have been in the things of God for years, for years. We've slowly learned. We've grown. We've been on this learning curve for years. It's coming to the point now where the things that God has placed on the inside of us, we won't have time for a learning curve. We need an impartation that transcends time and space. Glory to God. It transcends time and space so that you're ready to walk in evangelism. You're ready to walk in spiritual warfare. You're ready to walk in healing right here and right now. Hallelujah. And that the learning curve has been flattened out. Hallelujah. And with the impartation, hallelujah, you will receive. You already have what God has for you, but it's going to be imparted, even that time that it would have taken you to learn how to walk in that gift. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then activation. Activation is like a triggering. Activation is like a launch. Hallelujah. So even as you go through this boot camp, the healing boot camp, and even with the evangelism boot camp and the spiritual warfare boot camp, there was this triggering and a launching that went on the inside of you. Now, if you haven't heard those things, hallelujah, you can go back and listen to them. Amen. And the way you can do that is to Google Get 'Em Radio. And you can hear that evangelism boot camp and the spiritual warfare boot camp in its entirety, any time of the day or night. Amen. That's between you and God. But I'm telling you, as you hear, and even this month, as you hear, you will be activated. There's a triggering that's going to go on the inside of you to trigger you into healing. Hallelujah. Into this wonderful healing anointing. And when the Lord needs you to move by his spirit, lay hands on the sick, or however he has you to do it, you're ready. You're activated. Glory to God. And then demonstration. Hallelujah. The demonstration is the healing. The demonstration is the leading someone to Christ, their salvation. That's the demonstration. The spiritual warfare demonstration is that demons are fleeing, fleeing seven ways and repaying sevenfold in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I wanted to share that today as we get ready to go into our healing boot camp. Because God is doing something. Glory to God. And he's doing something in you and in me and all of us. Glory, hallelujah. So now, without any further ado, I want to introduce our facilitators to you on this evening. We have Elder Philip Hockey and his wife, Minister Linda Hockey. And we're going to turn it over to them to facilitate our healing boot. Welcome, Elder Philip and Minister Linda.
Well, thank you for having us.
We're so happy to be with you to speak faith to others out there and to speak Jesus to them.
Yes, I echo that loudly. Yes, amen. And what a rousing, stirring first 15 minutes of the broadcast. I mean, I don't even hardly know what to say. You know, it's just been rousing, stirring. Yes, all the above.
Yeah.
So that's just
it was like a revelation of what God is doing. You know, I've been in this for a couple of months here. With the boot camp, and for him to put it together like this is like, woohoo, hallelujah.
Yes. Well, there's so much that can be. I would like for us to mainly flow with the things that you were already saying, the things that the Lord already had given you, you know, with evangelism, and spiritual warfare, and now healing, that Linda and I want to, along with Apostle Kizzy, we want to stir and challenge you in the next few minutes to, if you're not one who's been ministering healing, to jump on in. If you've been a little tentative about it, to get some more boldness, or if you're one of those who's already, you know, in over your head and enjoying it, then we're just going to continue to bless you and encourage you even further. But I just want to say, all of you out there, brand new Christian or been, you know, saved and filled with the Spirit for decades and decades, whatever level that you're at, God wants to take you to a new level and a different level. And if you've never, ever prayed for anyone and had them get healed, God wants to use you. And I want to say this. God wants to use you. Yes, you. You may have never received healing before in your life, or you may have received many healings either through your own prayers or through different ministries at your church or prayer groups or by calling into Get 'Em Radio or however. But, you know, regardless of what has happened in the past or not happened, you know, God wants to use you too. God wants to use you too. And I want to challenge you with that in a good way, in a positive way. God wants to use you too. So praise God for that. You know? Wow. I'm just so stirred up right now. I got to slow myself down. I almost don't know where to begin because I've got all worked up in the first 15 minutes, you know? All right. Couple of foundational things. I believe that most people that tune into this broadcast will already know this, but if anything is a review, that's okay. And praise the Lord. First of all, yes, it is God's will to heal people. If you've been hanging around this broadcast, you already know that. Okay. And Jesus paid for, he suffered for us so that we could be free. We read about that in many places, but particularly in Isaiah 53, verse 4 and verse 5. And you've heard Apostle Kizzy repeat that and quote that and minister that many times throughout the years. All right? It is God's will to heal, and it's God's will to heal you. And it's God's will to use you to have him heal other people as well. All right? Second of all, healings are not always instant. Okay? A lot of times they are. I love it when they are. There's my favorite type. But they're not always instant. And that doesn't mean that it's not God. Okay? Healings may be a progression. In John chapter 4, the nobleman came to Jesus and said, hey, you know, just come on down and heal my son. And Jesus said, you guys, you're not going to believe in anything unless you see miracles. I tell you what, go your way, your son lives. And the man believed what Jesus said, and he went on his way. And when he met his servants, they said, hey, your son lives. And he asked, well, great, great, great. At what time? When, the King James says, began to amend. When did he begin to amend? Okay. We know about in Luke 17, the 10 lepers. We know about that story. They said, Jesus, Jesus, help us, help us. And he said, all right, tell you what, boys, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were healed. That's just a couple of biblical examples of folks that were healed, but not healed immediately. Okay. Next, I know we're covering a lot of things fast, but we want to get to some things after this, is that there are a variety of ways that God wants to heal or would use to heal. Some of them are special anointings. Some of them might be a tangible anointing. Sometimes there's prophetic healing, words of knowledge. But even if there's not anything specific like that manifested, the Lord still wants to heal and still wants to use you. You don't need to have a special word of knowledge, although they're wonderful, or a special tangible anointing, although it's wonderful, or a special leading of the Holy Ghost, although we like leadings of the Holy Ghost, to minister healing to someone. You have it because you're a born-again Christian. Jesus gave it to you in the Great Commission in Mark chapter 16. He said, these signs are going to follow those who believe on me. In my name, they'll speak with new tongues. They'll cast out devils. If they drink any deadly poison stuff, it won't hurt them. And he said, and they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So we have it in the Great Commission. You have been commissioned. You might have not known it, You might have forgotten about it, but you have been commissioned to minister healing. Now, if that's the only thing you get out of this whole broadcast tonight, that's worth your admission price right there. Let me tell you, you have been commissioned by Jesus himself, the head of the church, and it doesn't get any better than that. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have been commissioned. Woo! All right. Well, glory to God. Apostle, you got anything you want to add in here right yet, or you want me to keep on going?
Keep on going. You and Minister Linda. I'm over here just laughing and praising the Lord.
Well, here's the thing. You've been commissioned to win souls. You've been commissioned to do spiritual warfare. And now you're learning a little bit more about you're in the army. You've commissioned, and you've been commissioned to minister healing. Well, how do I do that? What do you mean I've been commissioned? I didn't know I was. How do I do it? All right. Well, I remember back when I started years ago, you know, I just heard about healing type stuff from some people and read a couple of books or whatever. You know, I didn't know much of anything, to be honest. My church didn't teach that or preach that or anything. Okay. Well, I didn't have any special words of knowledge. I didn't have any special anointings. I just knew that I knew a few little scriptures. I knew this scripture in Mark 16, verse 17 and 18. I knew that one. I knew a couple of them. The Bible said, who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth all our diseases. Psalms 103, verse 3. And I knew a couple other verses. Well, that's all I needed. You know, of course, I learned more and more and more as time went on, the years that went on. What I'm trying to encourage you is I didn't hardly know squat. You know, I just knew a little bit. I was a baby Christian compared to what many of us are nowadays, okay, who tune into the broadcast. I was a baby. I was a beginner. And I just prayed over people as it would come along, as someone would request prayer or whatever. I'd just join in and pray over them and rebuke their sickness in Jesus' name and lay hands on them. And I didn't know any better. I was like, well, the Bible says, Jesus said, these signs will follow them that believe. I'm going to lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Well, why? Well, because he said so. Praise God. That's all I knew. No special anointings, no special feeling, no special revelations, no visions, no angels, nothing. And people would get healed, you know? And so that began to encourage me. And I did a little more of it and a little more of it and a little more of it. And over time and years and so forth, other different anointings and circumstances changed and came and developed and whatever. But what I want to encourage you is whatever level you're at, start there. I was just a beginner. I didn't hardly know anything. I just knew a few scriptures. Bible said it. Okay, there we go. It's good enough for me. Hallelujah. You know? So, praise God. I hope you're getting blessed, because I sure am. Hallelujah. Glory to God, I'm getting blessed. Woo! Little Linda, you want to add anything in here?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Just a second here. You know what was coming to me all day was I have something to add to people who haven't got to the point that they can pray for others yet. I have a word for people that are suffering. I have a word for people that are in a lot of pain. Or you know somebody that's in a lot of pain. I want to talk about worship. Scripture just stood out to me in Exodus 23:25. Worship the Lord your God. Oops, hang on a minute. Let me get that scripture back up. Wait on me. Exodus 23:25. I was reading it and it went away.
Well, you got to get back.
I do.
Got to get back.
Don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. Can you hand me my Bible? Anyhow. Exodus 23:25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and will take sickness away from the midst of you. Well, another version that I was reading said to worship the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and will take sickness away from the midst of you. Now, what that's speaking to me, and I want to speak it to others, is when you're in a lot of pain, and you're in the process of healing, and you're believing God for that healing, sometimes instead of just concentrating on, I need to be healed, I need to be healed, I need to be healed, I've heard beautiful testimonies of just getting caught up in worship to the Lord, just getting caught up in Jesus, so caught up in him, and he will heal you. He will bless you. Just get caught up in him. And this message is for somebody out there has been suffering, and they don't really quite feel that they're ready to maybe pray for others yet, but they want to overcome their own pain and their own sickness and worship him. Be a testimony, let others know you're worshiping him even though you're in pain. And that's what I wanted to say, and I was blessed by everything that my husband had to say and everything that Sister Barbara had to say tonight. It all blessed me. Praise God.
All right. Praise the Lord. Well,
Apostle, I want to ask you a question. Do you
yes.
Do you want us to pray for folks to be imparted and activated just with the things that we've talked about already, or do you want us to go into more in depth, or do you want us to go into more depths of, you know, words of knowledge and things like that, or save that kind of stuff for another broadcast? What would you recommend that we do? That we're flowing in your flow, you know?
I recommend that you continue to flow in the Spirit the way the Lord is leading you. I do want to say this. You know, as Minister Linda just said, I'm just so blessed by what the Lord has said through you thus far, both of you. And that word, Minister Linda, that you just gave to from Exodus 23:25 about worshiping him, when we, that's kind of like a sequel from last week with the spiritual warfare boot camp.
Yes. Yeah.
And what was talked about was worship.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Worship as one of the parts of spiritual warfare. Glory to God.
Amen.
So, yeah. And then, I mean, I just, you know, love that part also about it is God's will to heal. Sometimes it's not instant, you know.
Amen. Amen.
And that he wants to use us to heal. And we have been commissioned.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you know, that he had me to pray the prayer of salvation. I usually wait until the end to do that. But that he had me to do that in the beginning is because we have been commissioned. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the Lord.
Amen.
For healing. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
It's all good. And if you guys are led to stop now and for us to pray for people, I'm in. Amen. And then, you know, next week you can talk some more, share some more testimonies. That's fine. So I'm stirred up. Y'all stirred up. I believe the people are stirred up. I know the Holy Ghost is stirred up. Hallelujah.
Yeah. There's so much that we can talk about. I'm glad that we have more than 1 week. So I feel like we've we've shared enough right now that we could start to impart and pray for folks and have them demonstrate it and maybe cover some other topics like special anointings or special moments or whatever. We could cover that in a subsequent broadcast, I think.
I have a little something more I need to share here that the Lord just reminded me and gave to me. You know, healing isn't just, healing is not just the body when it's sick, but it can also be the heart. It can be the mind. It can be the spirit that healing needs to take place. When I was a young woman, when I was an Avon lady, I went into a home one time. I didn't know these people, and all of a sudden the Lord began to prophesy through me. And I told this family that they had not been in church for a very long time, but that the Lord missed them. And he wants you to raise your hands and worship him. He wants you to tell him that you love him again. And you know what? That I didn't know those people. That just was a word that God gave me. And the reason God gave that word is because he could heal their hearts. In that word, I also told them that they had been, the Lord knew that they had been damaged by the religious world. But the Lord was asking them to tell him that they loved him again and worship him again. And see, then they could get the healing in their spirit and in their heart, what was going on in their life, because there's other kinds of healings too.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what, Minister Linda, as you were saying that, I thought about a scripture in the Bible that talks about healing from backsliding.
Yes.
And that's not, you know, we don't think about that very often. But I just read that recently, and I was like, what? Healing from backsliding? Wow. Amen. So, yes, I agree with you that there's some healing that God wants to do. Oh, here's the healing from backsliding scripture, Hosea 14 and verse 4. It says, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. Hallelujah. Amen. And then there's another scripture about healing from backsliding, Jeremiah 3 and 22. Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. Behold, we come unto thee, for thou art the Lord our God. Hallelujah.
Praise
so, yes, amen. Yeah, there's more healing than the body, than just the body, the heart, the mind, and the spirit. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord.
Praise Hallelujah. The Lord. And so whatever you need healing from, you know, and I didn't give you guys a proper introduction. I want to say that Elder Philip and Minister Linda are our co-hosts on Prophetic Healing that is aired on Get 'Em Radio every second Wednesday of the month. And, in fact, we're still going to have it on next Wednesday, which will be Wednesday, October the 11th. So they're going to be with us Wednesday, October 11th, and Thursday, October the 12th, 2 days in a row. So y'all take good naps, okay? And the thing, hey, me too. And the thing about them is that what we have been ministering, the three of us have been ministering together for 3 years.
4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been, you guys have been married for 4 years since you got married.
Yeah.
And then prior to them getting married, then Elder Philip was here with us, and that was 4 years before that, I think. So it's probably been about 8 years that we've been ministering together. And you know, and we were, Elder Philip and I were in the healing ministry together for years. We've gone out of town. We've gone out of the country ministry healing.
Yes,
and seeing great and awesome healing even outside the country. And so, you know, I know them to be, you know, people of God. And those of you who have listened to us before, you know that God uses them in an awesome way. And it's just been so wonderful in these 4 years to have Minister Linda to join us, because there's such a beautiful flow that she brings in, you know, in the spirit, because she's not a novice by any means. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's get into some healing tonight. I know that there's some people who are on the line tonight that you're in need of healing. And I'm going to say to you, don't be shy. God sent you here for such a time as this. So, you know, press your number one key and get your healing. Hallelujah. We've been praying for people. We've been praying for people like this, like I said, for about 8 years now. People have even called from England and have gotten healed.
That's true.
And they didn't even know what was going on. And this guy was, like, calling in the middle of the night. And he was like, pain is gone. You know?
So if you're
in pain right now, don't hold back, because this is your first time calling in, or you haven't called in a long time. God sent you here tonight, hallelujah, for your healing. Glory to God. So press your number one key. We have a little bit over an hour before we go into overtime, and we've done this before, so we know that time goes quickly. Amen. So press your number one key. You should hear something on the phone that says you're unmuted. Amen. Amen, that you're unmuted once you press your number one key. I was looking at my text to see if anyone was telling me that their number one key is not working, because I don't see not one number one key pressed, which is just absolutely interesting. Amen. Okay, I'm going to start calling y'all out in a minute. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to go to my mama first. That's the problem. I'm going too fast. I'm moving too fast. I see you, Pastor Price. Amen. Anyone else, press your number one key first. We're going to go to Mom, Pastor Mom, and Pastor Catherine. And we're opening up your line now, Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine. And Pastor Mom's been going through some things. Pastor Mom?
Yeah.
Hi. Good to hear you awake.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm still awake.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so do you know what you want prayer about?
Let's pray about the over.
Okay. Coughing. Yes. There's a coughing thing that's been trying to happen to her. A couple of days ago, day before yesterday, she was coughing like almost every 5 minutes. And so, you know, we prayed, and the Lord was telling us some things to do. And so that coughing every 5 minutes, that stopped. And but she's still coughing periodically. And so, and it seems to be more like in her throat area rather than down in her chest. So So, yeah, so she wants prayer for that.
Okay. Well, we're going to pray. We're going to ask all of you, all the rest of you to pray. And because this is, you know, impartation, activation, you know, we're going to ask you to get involved. You might not be in the same room as Pastor Mom, but you can pray just like you were praying over her, and you can either follow along with me or you can say your own thing. And either way, you're encouraged to get involved because you are commissioned. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to lay hands on my wife as a point of contact. We're going to rebuke this coughing. We're going to command it to go. All right. I lay hands on my wife as a point of contact in the name of Jesus. We rebuke this coughing that has been occurring in Pastor Mom. I thank you, Lord, for already bringing a bunch of healing into being, and I praise you for that. But as you well know, Lord, there's still some that's hanging around, so we rebuke the rest of it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You cough that seems to be in the throat, we rebuke you. Leave in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Take your symptoms with you. You have no hold on the servant of God anymore. We take authority over you in Jesus' name, and we command you to go. Be gone in Jesus' name. All coughing, we command you to leave all the way. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you're doing. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. I could perceive something around my throat as you were praying. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Okay. Try to cough.
Huh? Well, cough.
Try to cough.
Yeah.
Cough. Cough. Oh, cough.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Good, good. That sounded right. Good.
Okay.
Amen.
Praise
you. Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah. You. Well, you know, we'll give you the report on this. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God.
We thank God in advance. It is done.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise God.
Amen. Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Well, praise God. Thank you all for praying for thank you all for praying for Mom. And I was just kind of thinking about that our time. I think the healing room had a service at the church, and I think you all were doing some impartation there. And I remember when Elder Harvey began to talk about that we are all called to heal. I remember him laying his hand on people and praying for people. And if your hands got really hot, he said, okay, you start praying for that person.
Yes.
I'll tell you.
Yes,
you
did. Yeah. I'm sure.
God really worked through that. I thought that was really, really, really good. I know you all going to probably do that, some of that during this time, too. Yes. And,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Also, when both of you all were talking, especially when you said, Minister Linda, that we're not to focus on, I may not be saying exactly your words, but you said don't focus on the healing, but I focus on the healer. Start worshiping him.
Amen.
Focus on God.
You got it, sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Focus on God, because I just kind of remember, I think last week I had a terrible headache. And God said, just be quiet and just, you know, stop focusing on that headache. Just begin to worship me and just start focusing on me.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I thought that was really good. And I'm glad you all also brought up about other healing, not just the body, but the mind.
Yes.
And the emotions and the spirit. Because and I know that there have been times I've been there too. When the spirit gets really dry, I haven't had that in a while, but I believe that, well, I won't say what I was going to say, but I just pray for someone who said that they were really dry. They needed to be healed because their spirit, man, had just kind of almost dried up. And I pray that, you know, that I pray that the people that are dried up spiritually will come on and so that we can join our faith and pray with them too. So,
amen.
Yes, that was good. And worship, you know, as Apostle was saying, that's what Pastor Helen had been ministering on, just worshiping God. Because one of the things she said, your miracle is one praise away. When we begin to praise, God begin to work really, really behind the scenes. And God can really work quickly, even in our healing. He can work quickly when we begin to just to praise God and not focus on the healing. So I just want to say thank you all so much tonight for this. I know you're going to do a great job. You're doing a great job already. I would like prayer.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
I would like prayer for my, you know, ever since I had the COVID, I guess it's been almost 2 years now.
Right.
But my throat has not looked like I can't ever get my throat cleared up. I just want prayer for that.
Okay. Is it like a sore throat or is it a scratchy throat?
No, it's not a sore throat. It's like I have to always clear my throat, you know, when I begin to talk. I think I'm doing okay tonight. But most of the times I, you know, have to clear my throat. It's like mucus. It's a lot of mucus in my throat. And I have to just just kind of clear it up.
Yes.
And I've never had
that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. So, because all of you out there, please get involved. You're going to pray. I'll pray too, but you're going to pray too. You're going to use your own words, but some way, somehow, because you are commissioned, you're going to rebuke this throat condition in Pastor Catherine. Her throat, you know, sometimes just seems like it's never really fully clear. Okay, well, we want her throat to be clear. She knows something's not quite right, and she wants it to be right. So I am asking you to please get involved in praying, even if you're not praying live over the air. But get involved. Do it. Use your own words, but rebuke this condition in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Command this condition and the symptoms to leave. Speak healing into and over and into and through Pastor Catherine in her throat. Do it with us, please. All right. Heavenly Father, I lay hands on Linda's throat as a point of contact for Pastor Catherine. And we as a group, not just me, but we as a group, we rebuke these throat symptoms in the name of Jesus. Throat, you seem like you don't ever want to be fully clear. Well, that is not normal. And in Jesus' name, we rebuke this circumstance in Jesus, and we command it to be gone.
Hallelujah.
We command the throat to be fully clear, to remain fully clear,
and not have to always be a clear or a cough or whatever when speaking or before speaking.
Thank you.
But we command that this throat go back to normal. Any holds of COVID, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Any kind of reminiscence of COVID or any related sickness, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. And we command that every symptom be gone and every abnormality be gone by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. We believe it as a group, and others, I believe, have prayed to. And I thank you for it, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Praise you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to your name.
Amen.
Well, thank you all so much. And I thank God for bringing it to my memory. I never even thought about asking anybody to pray for me. I haven't even prayed for my own self, but thank you all so much here.
Hallelujah.
And God pardon my memory tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
That's awesome.
Praise you, Jesus.
That's
amen.
Awesome.
We thank the Lord for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. All right. Amen. And now we're going to pray for those who have pressed their number one key. If you're experiencing any kind of ailment and you would like prayer, press your number one key. We've had a wonderful teaching tonight with our healing boot camp. Hallelujah. And so we know, hallelujah, that it is God's will to heal. Amen. And then once we are born again, we are commissioned by the Lord, hallelujah, to heal in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then we heard just a brief overview. We heard about worshiping the Lord. Hallelujah. Get caught up in him, and he will heal you. Hallelujah. And the healing is not just for the body. It's for the heart. It's for the mind, for the spirit, and even for backsliding. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to open the line now for Pastor Price. Anyone else, press your number one key. We want to pray for you tonight. Amen. And we're all joining in to pray because we have been imparted to. Hallelujah. We've been activated, triggered. Glory to God. And we're going to see the demonstration. Amen. All right. Pastor Price, opening up your line now.
Glory to God. God
Welcome
bless
Pastor
you.
Price.
God bless you and Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine, because I know they're on the line, to Elder Hawkey and to Lady Linda. Minister Linda, I thank God for each one of you tonight. Glory to God. I had talked to Apostle earlier today, and I told her I was going to call in tonight. Glory to God. We have where my girls, Joy, and they're not girls, these are women, but they've had to go out and about in different places on a daily basis. Our cars, our vehicle, we're thanking God for our new vehicle by faith and through faith. We believe we have received it. Meanwhile, we've been taking Ubers. They've been taking Ubers to get where they need to go. And right. And when they go to take care of to go to the places that they've been to, when they have come back in, there have been like manifestations of pain or discomfort in certain areas. So I'm asking for prayer for Joy concerning her back. Pain and discomfort. We've been praying, and I know that one of the weapons of our warfare is the prayer of agreement. If two of you shall agree on earth, it's touching.
Yes.
Anything they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. So I'm praying and calling for the prayer of agreement that we would stand in agreement, that you all would please stand in agreement with me for Joy, for her back. Amber, there have been things that have tried to come against her body, top of her head, even to the sole of her feet, the different things that have happened. And so we've been standing on a daily basis because she has to go into a particular arena, a place where there are a lot of people. And some of the things it's connected to a facility, a medical facility. And so one of the things she noticed about the people and the facility where she goes into, it's like a darkness upon the people. Like it's like, you know, they're going worn out. And these walls are joined to this medical facility. And we've just been praying about for all of the people that are in each one of the facilities, but we also have been praying for Amber. So I just want special prayer because she's had some, you know, things from the top of her head sometimes to the very soles of her feet, and I'm just asking for prayer for her.
Right.
For myself. When we went through the basic training in boot camp, basic training in spiritual warfare, and we did two services each week on Wednesday and Thursday for a month. The day after the last one that we had did on Thursday, after the last one, and you all know how this goes because you all are ones who intercede for people and are prayer warriors. You know how the enemy will try to come, but God is greater than anything the enemy will do. And so I was struck right after that with pain. I'm talking about terrible pain in my feet.
Ooh.
And around my ankles. And I began to use a walker for a little while, and I was praying and standing and believing my healing. And so the pain is totally gone. There's no more pain at all.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The thing that I'm calling for myself is that the one leg still has not gone down. It's not going down. It's by faith, I believe God, for it to be all that swelling to go away. So I just wanted to be able to ask for your prayers and prayers of agreement for this, that it would go away. Glory to God. The next thing is that during this time, we've been going through some grieving. One of my son had been married to a young lady many years ago, and they got a divorce, but she didn't divorce me because I had led her to Christ. I was a spiritual mom. And when the time came, she even lived with me for a while, even when she had children with her other mates. And when it was time for her to remarry, my son had already married, but when it was time for her to remarry again, her and her husband, that's how good friends we were, asked me if I would be the officiant and marry them. And so she was making plans and had already begun to make plans for her 50th birthday party. And she was making the plans for the 50th birthday party. And on the 3rd, which was a couple of days ago, she passed away at 49. On the same day as her granddaughter's birthday, her children, also my grandchildren and great-grandchildren, her children are. So this has been and I've been kind of feeling her real closer. I don't understand that. But I look like I could feel her presence close. And so I'm praying not only for her, but for her husband, Eddie. She has at home right now, let me make sure I got it right, which is Heaven, Serenity, Divinity, and little Eric. The oldest at home is 16, and he's special needs. I was there the day he was born. He was only a pound and something. And he's now 16. He's got the sweetest little spirit and the most beautiful smile anybody could have, and he is, and then the rest of the children are under 16, maybe I think it's 12, 13, and maybe 7 or 8. Pastor Mom, she had twins. The last two, Serenity and Divinity, were her twins, and she wanted my mama to come and pray and hold her twins, and mama got a chance to be able to hold her twins and be there and with them. And then she has older children, Star and Tanisha and Savon and Madison.
And I was there when Madison was born, too. So the whole family, and her husband, Eddie, the whole family is going through now because of this. And my son, he may be online tonight, and my son was married to her, used to be married to her. And when he called me, he was crying very, very, it was a very rough, because she was a beautiful person. I mean, even though they haven't been together over 20-some years ago, and yet she would always call me mom. She'd always come through, and if she come through the city, she's going to come and stay at my house. And if I came through, I would come and stay at hers. I've stayed at hers with her husband and her children. And so this has been a kind of a very, very rough time. She had begun to have seizures about 3 years ago, and she had a seizure and went to be with the Lord. So I'm just asking prayers for all of us during this time, for every person that knew and loved her. And so I know you can kind of hear what I'm saying. I come against that spirit of grief and grieving from over me. And I know all of us will miss her. I know she's with the Lord. I know for surety she's beholding his face. And then I ask God to just lift from each one of us the hurt. And lastly, my daughters, I'm talking about loving her. They loved her. When my daughter, my youngest daughter, 27 years ago, when I was pregnant with her, she asked if she could be my coach while I was pregnant. And she was. She was in the room with me when she holding my hand when my youngest was born. And she was there, and I mean, she's been a blessing, and my children love her. So I just and just a wonderful, beautiful, woman of God. So I just ask that for your prayers for us in that area concerning grief for the whole family. So that's it. That's the four is Joy with the back, Amber with the whole all over, and this daily thing of her coming. I'm praying this daily thing, and then for me with that leg swelling to go down. So I won't have to stay in the bed to try to keep it down, all the time. So God bless. That's it. That's it.
And I didn't catch the name of the person who passed. I'm taking notes, and I wasn't sharp enough to get that.
Her name is Shante. Her name is Shante, S-H-O-N-T-A. Her name is Shante. Minister Linda, if you have a chance, I have a little tribute to her on my page, and you'll get to see her. But she was a beautiful person, always a wonderful smile. When my husband went to be with the Lord, she made sure that she said, I got to be there with you. And she came. And even though she had been having seizures, she still drove. And I was concerned about her driving to come to Joe's home going. But she said, Mom, I want to be there with you. And that's the kind of person she was, just a wonderful young lady. So I just thank God for and ask your prayers for her and family. And I'll go back on mute as you pray. If I need to say something, I'll open back up. But I'll let you all begin
it. To say something to you, I should have voiced it, but when I was talking about the different types of healing, I actually, one of my thoughts was grieving. Because, sister, I have been healed of a lot of grief. I have lost, other than my children, I had lost every member of my family. My thank God he kept my children safe, but I lost my only brother, my parents. I've been widowed twice. I have been there, and it's only the Lord that heals the grieving. You never quit missing them, but he can give you joy that you'll see her again one day. It's not goodbye. It's just so long. Always remember that. It's so long, not goodbye.
Amen.
Thank you.
You're
the grief stuff.
Yes.
Go down 1, 2, 3, 4, and we get to that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, in the spirit of activation and commissioning, those of you who are listening, and if you're not used to praying for the sick, this is again another time, another chance for you to do that. There are no spectators here. You're involved and you are commissioned.
Yeah.
So we're going to pray first over Joey's back. Yeah. Father,
We come to you on behalf of Joy in the name of Jesus. She's picked up this thing probably from somebody else somehow. We come against this back pain in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We stretch our hands toward her in faith, that also loosing the power of the Spirit of the living God into her physical body. We command every bit of pain to be gone in the name of Jesus. We are agreeing with the prayers that have already been prayed and are being prayed by the family. We rebuke you, back pain. We command you to be gone completely in Jesus' name. Your days are over. You're being cast out. We speak healing over her back in Jesus' name, and we thank you that she begins receiving her healing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Precious Jesus.
I pray over Amber in Jesus' name.
Yes,
the word that came to me was something about a proximity. I rebuke in Jesus' name these attacks that are coming upon her because she's in proximity to other folks who have other conditions. You other conditions, you other spirits, you are right as of now, you are forbidden to attack this young woman anymore in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every kind of attack that you've caused on her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet and everywhere in between. The word that was given me was proximity. I break the power of proximity illness. I break the power of proximity affliction in Jesus' name.
Yes,
and I command you and I sever you away from her in Jesus' name. And I speak freedom over her in the spirit of the living God from now forevermore. No more of this in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
No more coming against her. I break that assignment in Jesus' name. The proximity attacks, I break you. You're done in Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Lord, I'm going to lay hands on my wife's leg as a point of contact, because Pastor Price has a leg that is still kind of swelling. We thank you for the other parts of the healing that you've done. Appreciate it very much. But for the leg, we lay hands on this leg in Jesus' name. We command every bit of swelling to be gone. We order you by the authority and the power of Jesus' name and also the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We loose this spirit of the Lord God upon her leg right now to cause healing and wholeness, the swelling to be gone, and for full mobility, full motion, full normality in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we loose the power of the Holy Spirit upon Pastor Price right now and command all swelling in this leg to go down to normal. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We believe we receive it, and we thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
I would like you for you, if you would please, to pray. The family is grieving.
Father God,
very, very close from there.
I pray for my sister.
Thank you.
And I pray for everyone that is grieving this dear woman that has came home to be with you, Lord. Sister Price has had a precious, precious relationship with this lady. And Lord, so many others have. She has meant so much to others. Lord, I pray that you will just give everybody peace and comfort, and that you will let them know that they will see her again if they know you. So Lord, I pray right now that you would be lifted up in the midst of this, that everybody will know that they will be with her again one day. And I pray that you would comfort my sister here, her pain of losing such a dear, precious friend. So, Lord, I just ask that you would feel that that space, Lord, of losing somebody that you didn't plan to lose so soon. And Lord, I just pray that you would comfort all those that are grieving. I plead
yes,
your blood,
Lord,
upon every single person that is grieving this beloved woman. And I thank you for taking her into your loving arms, Lord. Now, Lord, I ask you to comfort those that their arms feel empty right now. And their hearts and minds and spirits feel empty right now, for they
yes.
loved her so much. So, Lord, I ask you to feel their emptiness, wherever it may be, and whoever has that emptiness with this loss. And, Lord, just through this, draw each and every one that's missing her closer to you, Jesus. Now I ask special blessings upon my sister of peace that passes all understanding and joy in the midst of loss. We ask this, Jesus, in your name. Amen.
Amen. Yes, indeed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, I believe everything was covered by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for the healing, and thank you for sealing the healing. We thank you, Lord
yes.
God, for just a good report from all of these situations, Lord.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
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 All right.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor, and just, you know, keep us informed.
Okay. God bless you.
Amen. Oh, well, let me ask you now, are you perceiving anything different in your leg?
Well, let me look.
Yes.
Let me take a look. I'm looking. Hallelujah.
Okay.
I'm still looking, but by faith, I believe God for the healing and health and wholeness on that foot,
yes.
on that leg. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. I give him praise.
Amen.
And thank God for the healing. Whenever there is a, God will give me a witness when things are taking place. And sometimes it'll be just like a little bubble. And like started like in the stomach area, like bubble, 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 and up. And so as you were praying, that was what I felt. That was like my confirmation of relief, that the release, that the healing was taking place. Like a bubble, bubble, bubble,
hallelujah.
Bubble.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
so,
Lord.
Amen.
All
tonight. Glory to God. I truly thank God for the healing anointing that he has placed on each one of your lives tonight. I thank God for that. I give him glory. I give him glory.
Hallelujah.
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 And thank you all so much.
Amen.
For it tonight.
Thank you for calling.
All right.
Praise God. Praise God for you.
Hallelujah. God bless. I'll
go back on.
Okay. Minister Carey, I'm going to open up your line. Praise God. Welcome, Minister Carey.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for giving us those insights, those instructions. I really appreciate that. I thank you for that. I want prayer tonight. I kind of slept the wrong way, and I have a little ache in my back. It's on the right side. When I turned, I think I just pulled up. It just hurts. Certain times when I do different moves, but otherwise it's not a constant hurting, just a
right.
turn or
okay.
something like that.
Okay, like a pulled thing. And which side is it on again, please?
It's on my right side.
On the right side, okay.
Okay.
The right side of the back, probably pulled with sleeping or something. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. It's a privilege. To pray over Minister Carey. And just, Holy Spirit, ask you to come upon us in a powerful way as we get ready to minister to her. And in Jesus' name, we thank you. I lay hands on my wife as a point of contact. And in Jesus' name, I rebuke any remaining
problems, any remaining pull or pain in this back, and I command in the name of the Lord Jesus all pain, any stiffness, any lack of mobility, anything that was pulled or strained, I speak to you and command you to be completely healed in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Lord. We loose the power of the Holy Spirit to go right into this area of her body and to begin to cause healing and deliverance and wholeness in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching her by your Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
We give you full praise. We give you full
yes,
honor.
Lord, we
Lord.
Do.
Blessed
yes,
are
Lord.
Your name. Blessed is your name.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for healing us. And we command Lord. Every bit of pain and distress to be gone.
Yes.
Everything that was pulled, anything that was pulled or stretched, be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise you,
praise
the
Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Kind of move around a little bit and see if you're, if you can move without any pain.
I'm moving it now. It's just a little bit, but let me see. It's gone. It's gone. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's gone.
It's gone. Glory to God.
It
hallelujah,
is.
It's gone.
Yes.
Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. It was God's design. I'm gonna praise his name. He saved me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And I love that. You say it was just a little pain. Well, God heals little pains and he heals big pain. Hallelujah. He's the healer. Glory
yes.
to God. Amen. And we thank you, Lord God, for sealing the healing right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever it caused it, whether sleeping on a certain side or and all that it stands for, we thank you for complete and total healing and that this healing is sealed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank you for it right now, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Oh, and thank you, Lord God. And we come against any kind of trauma, how the enemy would try to bring trauma and fear and trepidation, that even the trauma associated with that pain is gone even now by the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Well, thank you for calling in. Praise God.
Yeah. And have a blessed night's sleep. And just hike
yeah.
your leg up and put it wherever you want to put it. Hallelujah.
Awesome.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen. Have a blessed night, Minister Carey. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Minister Rachel and family, opening up your line now.
Hi to everyone.
Hi, Minister
Rachel.
Rachel.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. Earlier on the broadcast, I was trying to put my grandson to sleep. He eventually fell asleep, and I dozed off with him. But when I just started coughing a whole lot, I was like, "Oh no!" All I'm saying is, I'm like, "Lord, please, we don't want to go through that again." The other stuff, because I know my daughter's been going out and going to school and stuff, and she had the COVID vaccines and stuff like that, and all of a sudden that same cough was like, oh, no, I don't want that to come upon. And also my sister Raven. She's going through some things in her health and some, like, my family. Like, just, I'm not led to go in too much detail. And also I had, like, a pain in back of my right knee, but I'm not feeling it now. Because I'm like, my grandson is with me, and he's asleep now. And I'm just, like, moving my right leg up and down. Like, you know how you bend it a little bit just to see if I still feel that annoying thing in the back of my knee. And I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for that. Hallelujah. I'm praying that never comes back. And I'm praying that God just seal the healing, because he healed us, and I want to stay healed. That cough got to stay away, that dry cough and that other stuff. I believe that he can keep us healed, because he's our medicine, he's our health care, he's our everything. So, and also, I was eating earlier one of my favorite bags of chips, but it wasn't jalapenos or nothing like that. It was honey barbecue chips, and I felt something, and it wasn't comfortable, so I stopped eating it. And I heard the Lord said, give them to my son. So I gave them to my son. I felt a lot better, but I don't want that to ever happen again. Like, I only ate like 3 miles, and I was like, it wasn't spicy at all. So I don't know why I felt like I was eating something. Like, it didn't make my tongue spicy. It's just that, you know, you get that feeling like, I pray it was a heartburn or anything. I hope it didn't have paprika in it, because I have to be careful if what I eat. Yeah. So, God, please forgive me. But I just want prayer for those things. It's hard to explain certain things.
Okay. So for the dry cough. And but there's no pain in the back of your right knee anymore. Thank you, Jesus.
No, thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Well, we know, you know, there are times where he'll heal someone while we're on the line praying for somebody else.
Yes,
glory,
amen about that. Oh, glory to God.
Amen. So the dry coughing and... was that it, or is that associated with the chips, or what?
And Gabrielle had, like, some mouth pain, and then Amber, because she's, you know, coming into the woman, and she's going to be 12 at the end of the year, she ended up, because when I was her age, I got my woman thing at that time, so I didn't want to go into too much detail, because I know you understand what I mean.
Right.
My little princess has it, so it's, wow. So I'm like, all my daughters have theirs. So my princess, she was feeling uncomfortable in her stomach, and she kept asking me questions, and I would pray for her. I don't want her to be going through that kind of discomfort. Because when I was younger, I don't remember that kind of discomfort. All I know is that I didn't even know I had it, and I was at school, and all I know is that some of the children were laughing at me because I didn't know anything about that, and I had to go to the nurse's office. And that's how I began to know about it, because I was very rough. I played football. I played so many things. I was really rough. I'm not going to say tomboy. I hate that name. But I just didn't know about it. And I didn't feel things like that when that happened to me at 11 and a half or going on 12. So it just wasn't a thing for me at that time, because I wasn't thinking of that. But God, He's put people in my life to help me, to teach me how to be a young lady growing up. So I thank God for those young ladies. They put in my life. Amen.
Amen. Okay. So we're praying for you about the dry cough. Gabrielle, mouth pain. Is that something with her teeth going on?
Yes.
Okay. Those teeth are probably growing in about now, huh?
Yes. And some are coming out.
Okay. And then Amber with the monthly thing.
Yes.
Praying against any cramps or
tummy,
whatever.
Anything. Yes.
Yeah. Mhm. Okay, Hawkey.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and
We're going to minister to you now. Again, not to sound repeating, but I am repeating, you know, we're all commissioned. So if there's folks out there still with us and you're not used to praying for the sick, well, you're getting used to it now. Praise God. And these folks that are calling in, they are eager receivers. So you're going to have some good experiences praying for folk. All right? First of all, we stretch our hands toward Rachel regarding an attack of dry coughing.
Yes.
We can take complete control over you and authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We rebuke dry coughing and all associated conditions and all associated causes. We take authority over you in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you and command you to stop. And we forbid any more attacks of dry coughing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be gone. Be removed. In Jesus' name. I believe that's it. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we pray over Gabriella with the teeth. We loose our faith and we stretch our hands toward her in the mighty name of Jesus. May all replacing of teeth and the natural growing process, may it take place relatively pain-free, no complications, no bad toothaches or pains or anything. Bless her and anoint her, Lord, to have an easy transition as she's growing and the teeth are doing what they naturally should do. Give her an easy Holy Ghost, relatively pain-free transition in Jesus' mighty name. I ask that your hand of grace and faith be upon her. Your hand of grace be upon her in this area. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. You are wonderful. And we loose the Spirit of the Lord upon her to effect that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're wonderful. You want to pray over Amber's monthly?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Father God, you see what little Amber has been going through. And we put Amber in your arms. And we ask, Father God, that your son Jesus' blood would cover Amber in this time of change in her life, that you ease her pain, Lord, and that you would make this time easy for her, Jesus, and that you would comfort her. A lot of girls don't understand what's going on, and I don't know if Amber does, Lord, but you know how she's feeling inside. And, Lord, I just pray that you would physically take the pain down to zero or no more than has to possibly be, Lord. I just ask you to comfort her and make this time easy for her. And I plead your blood upon her that things womanly will go correctly the way they're supposed to and that there will be no problem and that she won't have to, you know, miss school or be in terrible pain in the nurse's office. So, Lord, right now I just ask for you to heal her body, to function correctly. And we ask this, Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I'm hearing something. I'll just step out by faith and say it. We also pray that when they are older and they get married and they have babies, that they will have pain-free deliveries. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Oh, pain-free
wow.
deliveries and bounce back bodies. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Their bodies
wow.
will bounce back. after they have the baby. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. God bless you all for praying. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
be
you for calling.
Lord.
Thank you so much.
I did text
Amen.
God and Mom about Marcus and Malachi. I heard them coughing. I heard coughing really bad in my son's room. I was like, you know, so that stay away from all of us. Because I know my daughter is constantly out and now. Satan, Lord, rebuke the blood of Jesus against you. And I try to talk. Not the blood of Jesus against you. We are, this healing is sealed and it's going to stay sealed. Hallelujah. In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I receive it, and I thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Jesus.
And God bless y'all for praying amen. For us.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You for calling in. It's a pleasure. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. And as you requested, we also lift up Marcus and Malachi in the name of Jesus, that whatever this is, it will not try to jump to somebody else or try to spread in the
yes.
family. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that your healing anointing, the very mm-hmm. blood of Jesus is in the atmosphere right now, rendering anything, any kind of ailment, null and void in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for it now, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Yes, because one time I was out and my sister came over, the one that said, it was a time when she said she was a COVID carrier or something like that, Raven, and she did enter my house this year. She came back, and she came to my home because I didn't know that she was here because I was gone out of the house taking care of errands, and my children had let her in, like I think it was either last month or one of those weeks. So I just thank God that he's healing us and things like that, and he's keeping us healed of his grace and mercy. So God bless y'all. And that's why I was like, pray for Raven as well, because I don't know what's going on in her body.
Amen. Amen. Well, we join our faith together and pray, even if they're saying that she's a COVID carrier, we say she only carries the presence of the true and living God. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
And so we come against that, even them saying that about her, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for her complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. All right. God bless. Have a blessed night. And I know you'll keep me informed as to what's going on, okay?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Now, Pastor Mom, do I hear you in there? Oh, okay, Pastor Mom. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine. So, you know, buddy,
okay, you feeling fine.
I'm feeling fine.
Good. All right, well, it's getting pretty late, so you can go on and go to sleep now, okay? All right. Love you. Have a blessed night.
Wow.
Yeah. Our Psalm 91, Pastor Mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
So have a blessed night. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a couple of texts that came in. One is maybe not a couple. Well, a couple. We did have a couple of texts, but one I'll mention. From Reverend Treva in California, she was saying, God bless y'all. I'm so happy for Healing Boot Camp. My lower back was in pain. Pain has gone. Hallelujah.
Wow, yay.
And she, thank you, Lord. As she prayed, the pain went away. And she's believing for her heart to be healed and healing from diabetes, too. She's on heart medication and diabetes medication. So that's our dear Reverend Treva. So we can pray for her. And but first we want to say, look what the Lord has done with her back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we're going to pray for her with the for her heart and for diabetes.
Okay. Heart and diabetes. Heavenly Father, we lift Reverend Treva to you. Specifically about her heart, she's on heart medication, and also she's on diabetes medication. We lift these two conditions to you in the mighty name of Jesus. She wants prayer. She wants to be free. She wants to be healed. We're asking that your healing power begin to touch her in her heart and fix and remedy and healing to go into her so that she can get off of a medicine in Jesus' name. Let the doctors know when it's time to get off, that everything has been healed. And the same with the diabetes. We pray against that in the mighty name of Jesus, and we speak to blood sugar, and we command you in Jesus' name to normalize. We order you to normalize in the name of Jesus, and we command the level of insulin to normalize in the name of Jesus. Blood sugar, normalize in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
Father,
Hallelujah.
Again, we ask that you would alert the physicians, let them know, oh, yeah, this is all, so she can be off the medicine. In both counts, that is the desire of her heart, and it is your will to give her the desire of her heart. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, and we believe you for it. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Reverend Treva, I know you're going to keep in touch with us and let us know. Hallelujah. We're expecting that with A1C to be in the fives or the fours. Hallelujah. Normal.
Praise
Not
God.
Even
yeah.
pre-diabetes. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever's going on with your heart, hallelujah. We thank God for normal, even blood pressure, normal blood pressure. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. We're going to let you guys rest for a few moments here. I'm going to talk about what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, what I'm so
Hallelujah.
Excited over in the future. Hallelujah. And we'll get right back with you guys for closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are the God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. And the Lord has put this family of broadcasts together Glory to God. He's put this family of broadcasts together to help us learn and grow together. Some people have been in the Lord for a long time. Some just got saved. And we all learn and grow together. Amen. And so you can connect with us. And the way you can do that is by calling our number. And the number is 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-99. And we're here every Sunday. Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is a senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. So we're here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And Pastor Mom is going to be speaking on this Sunday. Glory to God. So join us on this Sunday. And then Monday is our Bible teaching time. We have Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God every Monday. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. And so every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where four people volunteer to pray in tongues. And then we have interpretation of tongues, where God is revealing to us some awesome secrets in the Spirit. He's telling us some things. He's confirming some things. Hallelujah. And so that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesdays, we have two Wednesdays of the month. We have different broadcasts. On the second Wednesday of the month, we have prophetic healing. And that's with Elder Philip Hockey and Minister Linda Hockey. Hallelujah. So they'll be with us this Wednesday, which is the second Wednesday, Wednesday, October 11th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And as you see some of this tonight, God is so awesome, somebody gets healed. Hallelujah. And it's usually more than one somebody that gets healed. And so we'll be doing our healing boot camp the rest of the month on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And so, and still on Wednesday, October 11th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Amen. And then on the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have our newest addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And that is the Anointed Pandemic Baby. If you have any babies in your family, from newborn to 4 years old, they are part of that Anointed Pandemic Baby group. Hallelujah. These babies made it through abortion. These babies made it through COVID. And God has poured out his Spirit on these babies. And they are doing things that are far beyond their years. Therefore, they need prayer, and their parents need prayer as well. Hallelujah. So if you have any babies like that, you can call in and share with us what your Anointed Pandemic Baby is doing. We love to hear that. On our last broadcast, a lady was telling us that I believe it was her nephew, who is her great nephew, who's like a year old, not even two yet, is calling her on FaceTime, and the baby can't even talk yet, talking, you know, looking at her and going, that, just trying to talk at that age. So we hear all kinds of beautiful stories about what's going on with them, and mostly we know that God has poured out his spirit on these babies, and they need our prayers to be, and their parents and people associated with them, they need prayer to be, oh, thank you, Lord, so that what God has already preordained in heaven will be manifested here on the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. And once again, on Thursdays, boot camp, we're in boot camp season, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, with Elder Philip Harkey and Minister Linda Harkey. Hallelujah. Now, next month is the Get 'Em Radio Family of Broadcasts 11th anniversary. So we're going to have our anniversary and celebrate that every Thursday, still 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And as the month goes on, I'm going to tell you who our speakers are going to be. We're really excited over our guest speakers. And we'll have someone preaching every Thursday night for our anniversary as we're celebrating. And then in December, we're going back into boot camp, and this time we will have a prophetic boot camp, a prophecy boot camp in the month of December. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go back to the Harkies. Elder Philip and Minister Linda for closing remarks and closing prayer. We're excited about them coming back for every Thursday the rest of this month.
Praise God.
I praise the Lord for everything that he spoke to everyone tonight and the miracles that have taken place. And you know, it's just been staying with me all night about what praise does. I would like to tell everybody out there that I praise God for everything that's happened tonight, but no matter what you're going through, I don't care what the trial is, if you will just get into praise and worship, you'll make it through it.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. That's a drop the mic closing comment. Hallelujah.
Closing comments from me. As long as you think it's with the flow and so forth, I'm going to, as long as you think it's okay to do this in subsequent broadcasts on the boot camps. If we'll pray for people to call in and not only get healed, but we will, if people want to, we will pray with you to have more of a boldness for praying for healing.
Yes.
If you want to start having words of knowledge and or, different manifestations of the Holy Ghost for healing, we will also pray with you over that. I just feel like there might be people out there that you might want to start operating in some things that you never operated in before. And sometimes those things can be prayed about and asked for and even imparted and begin to have people operate in a new level that they never did operate in before. So I think we'll, as long as Apostle Kizzy says it's okay, we might branch off into some of those kind of things as well in next couple weeks.
Sounds good. Amen.
Mm. You know?
Well, thank God. We have some more time, and so I'll just say meet us here next Thursday. Well, we may do a little on Wednesday. We're just going to be led by the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Do you have a closing prayer, honey bun?
Yes.
Okay.
You want me to say a prayer?
Well, yeah. You want to close us? Are we supposed to close out in prayer now?
Yes. You all are so cute.
Okay.
Honey bun.
All right. You close out in prayer.
Go ahead.
I ask you in the name of Jesus to bless every healing that took place. Bless all the ministry that took place tonight. I ask for your hand to especially bless our sister Barbara, Lord. I just pray many blessings upon her, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for her ministry and the time that she gives to so many, Lord. And I just ask that you would strengthen her, that you would give her double the sleep, Lord. She's a busy woman, Lord. So I ask you to give her pleasant rest, Lord, and good sleep. And, Lord, I ask you to seal every healing that took place tonight. And I just ask you to bless those that were listening and part of it. And I ask you to bless my husband. And, Lord, I thank you for this wonderful evening that we've had. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. Amen. Like I said, we'll be back here again next Thursday. Hallelujah. And if you were in need of a healing tonight and you didn't make it to the line for some reason, the Lord is touching you right now. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Have a blessed rest of the night, everyone. Love you all.
Y'all tell the people them, don't.